In Spain, Spanish politicians defended themselves today against U.S. charges that they are appeasing terrorists by pulling out of Iraq in the wake of the Madrid bombings. But Spain's new prime minister says the plan comes from a long-standing opposition to the war, which he calls a disaster. José Zapatero says he wants close relations with Germany and France, countries that oppose the war. But European public opinion may be moving towards support for the post-war effort, as NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin.
From Berlin's Friedrichstrasse train station, thousands of passengers daily head home from work or make connections to cities all over Europe. Like many stations, this is not only a transport hub, but also a shopping center crammed with stores and kiosks where clerks these days are busy putting price tags on marzipan Easter eggs. Travelers and shoppers here say they feel less safe following the attack in Madrid, and they believe an attack could easily happen in Germany. Like in Spain, popular opinion in Germany was firmly against the U.S. invasion of Iraq. But now, says dental assistant Jutta Schanze, it wouldn't make Europe any safer if Spanish troops leave Iraq.
The terrorists don't care. It's all the same to them. They have everything planned anyway and will do what they want to do.
Many leading German publications have harshly criticized Spain's Prime Minister-elect José Zapatero's promise to bring Spanish troops home. The magazine Der Spiegel called it a late victory for the peace movement, one that might cost the world dearly. Die Welt newspaper sketched out the prospect that it could encourage an attack in Berlin to get German troops out of Afghanistan. Dana Allen is a senior fellow at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London. He says Germans who share these views are being sensible.
Well, I think that the Germans, or many people in Germany, probably sensibly opposed the Iraq war, but also sensibly come to the conclusion that it would be bad for the international coalition to fall apart now. So although those two positions may seem to have a sort of opposite valence, they're not really contradictory.
A survey done before the Spain bombings, but released this week by the Pew Research Center, shows that large majorities in England, France, and Germany share the U.S. view that Iraqis will eventually be better off with Saddam Hussein gone. Strong differences with the U.S. do remain on how to make that happen. Allen says the Madrid attacks could improve transatlantic relations or could make them worse.
If al-Qaeda finds that it's a good idea to pick off, to choose its targets in terms of what they might see as vulnerable or wavering allies of the United States, it's clearly going to be bad for the transatlantic relationship. If, on the other hand, everybody gets together and says, whatever our differences about the Iraq war originally, we have to present a common front now, a somewhat better result could be expected.
German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder says the decision to withdraw Spanish troops is up to Spain. But his defense minister told German radio their departure alone would not increase instability in Iraq. Leaders of the opposition Christian Democrats say a withdrawal would be a big mistake, even though it was a long-standing campaign promise of Spain's Socialist Party. Terrorism analyst Rolf Topphaven says it's a promise that should be broken.
If the Spanish government will do as they plan to do, to withdraw the Spanish forces from Iraq, then we had another huge victory of the terrorism.
Getting troops out of Iraq may not be the only goal terrorists have in Europe. Groups claiming to be tied to al-Qaeda have expressed anger over a French ban on wearing headscarves and other religious clothing in schools. In Germany, the Supreme Court last year ruled that a Muslim teacher had the right to wear a headscarf. But now local governments are preparing to pass their own bans. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.